erupts on the Letterman program. One footnote, millions of Americans, especially younger ones, do form perceptions on politics and issues by watching and listening to entertainers. That is a fact of life here in the USA. Joining us now from Washington, Fox News analyst Juan Williams, and from Los Angeles, entertainment reporter Jeannie Wolf. Well, that ought to have amused you, Miss Wolf, did it not?
Well, I've got to give it to you, you know, Bill. For the first time, I'd have to say that you were actually funnier than David, and that takes a lot of doing for me to say that because I'm a big fan of his. I also have to say that I'm sorry to tell you, I do not think this is the significant moment in television you think it is, because I don't think there's a culture war. I think it was kind of a one-upsmanship contest on a late-night show with two guys with very differing opinions, though I must say in fairness, I certainly didn't expect David to be so disdainful of you and as the host to be so openly kind of almost embarrassed that you were on his show.
You don't believe there's a culture war, Miss Wolf? You don't think there's a culture war in this nation? Really?
Oh, I certainly don't think there's a Hollywood conspiracy where everyone agrees that God is not important and that we're the enemy in Iraq. You know how I saw it last night? I almost saw it. Ever been out and you see a guy with a girl that, you know, it's not so great looking or a little too sexy looking, and he's busy telling everybody, that's not my date. She's just somebody sitting with me. We're having a meeting. She's my cousin's friend. I felt like David Letterman was kind of saying, well, O'Reilly's an important guy, but he's on my couch, but I just don't want you to think I agree with him.
Or well, that's right. He was playing to his crew, and that's fine. It's his show. He can do what he wants. But I'm a bit surprised, Jeannie. You're a very smart woman. Let me tell you, you're dead wrong. There's a culture war here, and the entertainment industry is a part of it. How do you see it, Juan?
I think there is a culture war in the country. I must say I was surprised, given his antagonism towards you, that he had you on the show. In some sense, it's like someone inviting you into their house and you find out you've been invited in by, you know, John Wayne Gacy, the clown killer, because here he is saying, oh, I'm just throwing spitballs. Spitballs, he said he doesn't believe 60% of what you say, Bill. This was a knife fight, and I do believe it was over culture. When you think about him saying the some of the, I think, horrible things that he said to you. I'm surprised you don't have a black eye this morning.
Well, you know, look, I didn't take it that way. I thought that the Cindy Sheehan thing set him off, but I really don't think he knows what we do here, and he pretty much admitted that, Juan.
Well, he said he doesn't watch the show, but
so
at the same
he's forming
time, he
his
says,
opinions
it's not
on
a fair and balanced show.
Yeah, I mean, he's forming his opinions on what his crew tells him. And that is a problem in this country because, as I mentioned, a lot of people get their perception of politics and people from the entertainment industry. And Letterman and Leno and Jon Stewart and these guys do the riffs every single night. Saturday Night Live does it as well. And if you don't know what you're talking about, you take away that Bush is an idiot, that all the traditionalists are want a theocracy, and this is what you take away. And
well, you know,
look, I let Letterman, Jeannie, take the interview where he wanted to take it. I told his producers, this is the fourth time I'm on a program, I believe, that, you know, I was happy to just talk about whatever you want to talk about. You want to have a few laughs. I got these crazy Christmas examples for you. Letterman sincerely didn't believe what I was telling him about Christmas, about the Memphis, Tennessee library. He didn't believe it.
I think he believed it, but I don't think that he took it as seriously as you did.
And what do you mean as seriously? I'm just telling you, I can give you 50 examples.
I would have been very embarrassed with that exchange. You wanted to give him 15 examples, and he was in his own kind of bumbling way trying to explain to you that you were making too much out of an issue that you could find examples for. Look, I don't think we commercialized Christmas. Plenty of people said Merry Christmas. Plenty of people also said
no, a Gallup poll disagrees with you. I deal in facts here. I mean, David deals in humor, I deal in facts. A Gallup poll comes out, says 69%, Juan and I discussed this, of the American people think that it's disrespectful what's going on in the country. That's a lot of people, Jeannie. So if you in Hollywood and you don't think it's happening, Letterman doesn't think it's happening, you're wrong. 69% of the people
think it's
happening in the country. That's a lot of people.
We must not respond to just yay or nay polls. Are you against the war? Are you for the war?
Not a yay or nay poll. The questions were very, very topical. And whether you agree or not, it's in play. It's in play. And but the Cindy Sheehan thing is what really set him off, Juan. He believes that because this woman lost her son, that she can go out and say anything she wants to say. And I I feel
very differently. I thought he took a cheap shot at you there. Because, you know, he says to you, oh, have you lost a relative in armed combat? Well, you could have shot back at him if you lost one, Dave.
No, I'm not going to play that game.
Well, I mean, I think that's what was going on. Now, let me just tell you, I think there are two issues.
We all lost somebody.
Let me just say, I think there were two issues that came up where the fact that you're a journalist was quite clear, and the fact that he's not, he's an entertainer, a comedian, was quite clear. One was about weapons of mass destruction. He wants to blame it all on the Bush administration. He doesn't even want to go back and say, well, wait a second, the CIA during the Clinton years had the same info. He doesn't want to talk about a fact that you introduced that the British intelligence, the Russian intelligence, Egyptian intelligence, that they had the same information. He just wants to dismiss that and go right back to attacking President Bush and this administration.
I got to quote Bill O'Reilly on David Letterman last night, where he said something to the effect of, we have to respect each other's opinions. You can't dismiss David Letterman's sympathy for Cindy Sheehan.
I'm not dismissing it. I think it was absolutely genuine. I'm not dismissing it. I think he was absolutely sincere in what he said. I think he's wrong. I think he's dead wrong. I don't think you can call terrorists freedom fighters. I think that's really insulting to people who died, who lost people on 9/11, and who lost people on Iraq.
I also think it's going much too far to say we get all of our opinions from entertainers. We watch the news. We read the news.
I didn't say that, Gina. I said a lot of people, particularly young Americans,
a lot of people in and out of Hollywood that see these issues as very complicated.
All right.
I do think this was about the culture, though. I think you saw it right there.
Juan, I'm with you 100% on that. I know it was.
Ben, I want a rematch with more fun.
All right. Hey, I'm up for it anyway. I'll go back on Letterman anytime he wants me. I enjoy the joust. Jeannie Juan, thanks very much. Next